live. From Runes Media Studios, new studios in Bellbrook, Ohio. The Farms is on the line from Miamisburg Gardens.
You don't park your car in the garden.
Live. The Farms from Miamisburg, the Miamisburg Gardens there at the gardens. We also have a guest in the studio tonight, Mr. Chris Munns, otherwise known as the Munns, Munsey Laylor.
Evening, Munns Mile.
Yeah, so we're going to be jumping right into it here. Welcome back, season 5 of Sports Talk with the Farm. The NFL just wrapping up season 344. Pretty good season, though, with the boys. What did you think about that season? Pretty crazy ending.
Yeah, it came down to a pretty good end there. Came down to a game of quarterback play. I think that's what we've seen this season, that, you know, you're only as good as your quarterback can play for you there.
What did you think about the, of course, the Cincinnati Bengals made it into what seemingly was going to be a slam dunk for the Chiefs. What did you think about that shootout in KC?
Yeah, I thought, you know, the game was what we thought it would be. Of course, they'd played previously in the season. Both quarterbacks having good games. Joe Burrow able to complete the ball down the field to T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. Joe Mixon had some nice runs out of the backfield. Able to go to Arrowhead in that game and, score more points than Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, which is hard to do these days.
Yeah, you got to like the fact that Patrick Mahomes has kind of become the Bob Greasy of the 2020s. He's just always there. And if you think about it...
Well, yeah, they you know, the Kansas City Chiefs on a heck of a run. What was it, their fourth in a row there? Postseason appearance on the NFC-AFC Championship game. So, you know, they had a heck of a run and still got Patrick Mahomes have a good portion of what they have on offense coming back more than likely. So, you know, shout out to them. Heck of a season for them. Just came up a little bit short, and the young Cincinnati Bengals able to uproot them at home at Arrowhead.
Yeah, it was a
pretty good way to the Super Bowl.
And then we can't, forget about talking about the Rams. And I believe the Munns has a little inside information on Arnold Donaldson, or Donaldson, either one. Matthew Stafford and the boys out there. We've got Munns live here in the studio.
Rams defense, if they keep playing the way they've been playing for the last couple of years, they're definitely going to be a team that is going to be going to the NFC Championship game. I mean, they got some solid offensive players, those wide receivers. They were fortunate because one of their receivers went down in the middle of the season, and the former Giants wide receiver, Beckham, went to the Rams and propelled them to a victorious NFC Championship game.
And if you think that they're going to be able to keep that team together out there in Los Angeles, Farmto? Sports talk.
Well, you know, that's a point I was going to actually hit on. I have in my paper here. I think for, you know, for every NFL team that goes to the Super Bowl, I think you're going to lose some components, some key parts, some pieces that you had that got you there. But I think, and especially this year for the Rams, they're going to lose a lot. And I think it's going to be, I'm not going to say it's going to be a complete rebuild. We're going to have some nice pieces there. But, you know, on my paper here, I think Stafford's going to retire. I think Beckham's going to find another team. Whitworth's going to retire. Von Miller's going to find another team. You know, you're talking about four or five guys there. Aaron Donald, his, you know, career could be up in the air. He could be set to retire as well. So that leaves a lot there of key components they have, you know, on offense and defense, where I think it's going to take some time to get back to that level again.
Yeah, it could be a while before they do, because they really are a talented team and they really put some pieces together there. But in closing on the first segment of Season 5, Sports Talk with the Farm. Would be quickly summing up, I mean, if there is a quick way to do it, but Tom Brady, what the hell just happened there? He retires kind of like right there at the end of the season. Was it to steal everybody else's thunder? Or was it just, you know what I mean? Is it it?
Well, I think, you know, you get to the end of an NFL season, you realize the grind that it takes. I couldn't imagine him being, you know, his age and still having what it takes to go out there and win, because, you know, he's a guy that's not going to give it 20% or 30% or something like that. You know, Tom Brady's, you know, the best to ever do it, and I just think, you know, it's time. You know, it's time for him to, you know, do something else with his family or whatever that is. And I think he knows, you know, what else does he have to prove?
Sports Talk. What the fuck? But did you see his wife? That's most important. I mean, that's what he's got ready for him. So, in closing with this first segment of Season 5.
If you don't mind, I'd like to add one more before, is that Tom Brady, you know, was a graduate of Michigan.
What the hell?
And he's definitely a competitor, and I'm hopeful that he does come back, because the time that he was playing for the University of Michigan, he was such a stud, and he was crushing every opponent. So, you know, let him keep playing, you know, until he wants to. And then if he wants to walk away, I mean, there's been other people that have come back from retirement.
Where in the hell's the damn hippie clerk? All right, so closing with the sports talk. Well, segment one here. We're coming back right after this special engagement message from your local farm dealer. So most importantly, without the farms, could not be sports talk with the farm. Live from Miami's Bird Gardens, the farm. Is the farm still there?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I didn't know you were kicking it over to me there. Yeah, so glad to be here, you know, back for the fifth season here.
Well, what do you think about the upcoming Major League Baseball season? Do you think this is going to be, I mean, you got the Universal DH coming. Teams like the Reds are going to benefit with like a Joey Votto not having to play first base now. And he's just, you know, he's a little more valuable as a DH. Other teams, you got the Cleveland Guardians coming in the inaugural year. I believe you're going to have a couple big seasons by some big namers. What's most exciting about the farmed sports talk?
Yeah, a lot of good topics there. You know, I'm glad to see the Universal DH. You know, I've been saying for years now that you go to that. Glad to see they're kind of, you know, actually baseball is making changes. You know, imagine that. What kind of world we live in? It must be the future. Yeah, glad to see that. Not a big fan of the Cleveland Guardians name. Feel like they could have done better. Don't love the name. Feels a little generic.
Sports talk.
I'm excited about the season. They've got a lot of good baseball ahead of us, and I'm excited.
I think you're about to lose control, and I think you like it. Now, granted, we may not have a on-time sesh this year with Major League Baseball. You've got a little bit of the lockout sequence going. And what do you think this is something we should worry about there, Mr. Firm?
You know, I think both sides have really too much to lose here. I do think they should come to some kind of format. I don't know whether it be a salary cap. They got to kind of even the odds here. Some of these big name teams, LA, New York, just spending too much money for really small clubs to compete with. I think they need to close that gap. And I can see that side of it. But as far as a lockout, I think we're going to have a season. I think, you know, we may miss a few weeks here or there. You know, at first there, but I think both sides will come to bat, so to speak, and get a deal done.
I love the gratuitous use of assimilates. Yes, and I do believe that there will be a season. It's you know, after the shortened season, we don't want any more asterisks next to any other teams' names, championships, or Cy Youngs. Other people knew them as the Mickey Mouse Cy Young Award. So we don't want any more of those. But I believe the Munns is our correspondent from the lockout here on Sports Talk with the Farm. He would be live in Los Angeles right now if we had it all on a budget. But currently he is here in Runes Media Studios.
Yeah, Munns thanks for having me. Yeah, great time. So as far as the lockout, you know, MLB fans need to be worried. You know, there's a way for everything to get done. There's no reason for people to be making extra demands. I mean, we just want to have people get out there, have fun, play on the field, and the fans, they want to root on their team. So let's go ahead and just drive everything out of the way, and I want you... You know, and anybody that's listening, you know, just be like, hey, we want this game to continue on.
Sports
and we don't
talk.
Want to have any politics or any kind of stuff like that. Let's just get the ball rolling
with
so everybody can have a good time.
We got the Fart back in. The Berg. Sports Talk. With the Fart. That's the end of that segment, and we'll be right back here momentarily with segment 3 of season 5 of Sports Talk. With the Farm. Sports Talk live season 5. Live from Miamisburg Garden. Sports Talk with the Farm. Segment three here, season five. We got the Farm live from Miamisburg Gardens. I think we're turning the page to NCAA basketball and March Madness. The Farm.
Yeah, we got March Madness on the heels. I know it's late February, but I'm ready. I'm ready for the dance. You know, ready to go dancing here. I think March Madness is gonna be exciting as it always is this year. I think you got some good contenders. You got Gonzaga, Auburn, new in the mix. You know, what's Bruce Pearl and the boys gonna be able to do down there? I'm ready to go.
Well, I'm a little bit disappointed that the UNC North Carolina Tar Heels are not doing as well as they had done in years prior. Not to be confused with Richard Pryor, but it seems that they have dropped off that program a little bit. What's the story behind that? Anything here at Sports Talk with the Farms?
Well, you know, you lose a legend like Roy Williams there. You're going to lose some recruits. Sports still having a hard time getting the team together. I think they'll eventually get the guys that they want, but it's tough right now. You know, you got Duke still there recruiting hard there in North Carolina, so I think eventually they will. But yeah, I mean, you know, they're definitely on the downslide. But I think they got so used to being in, you know, Elite Eight, Sweet 16 every year under Roy Williams and winning some national championships. They got a little spoiled there, but it's gonna be a hard road back for the Tar Heels. But I think they eventually will, you know, come back to that kind of status.
What do you think about the at large bids? Who do you think's gonna be probably the big boys in the 64 dance?
You know, a lot of great teams out there. I think one team has been on the bubble. I still have faith in Michigan Wolverines, coached by Juan Howard, still going to make it to the dance, and I think they can do some damage. Got the big guy underneath in Hunter, and so we'll see what happens there. But there's some other strong contenders, Big Ten, SEC coming big this year too. Look out for Alabama.
What do you think Georgetown, something maybe looking at a Final Four for Georgetown or no?
Well, here's the thing with Georgetown this year. Unfortunately, they're not even probably going to make the dance. They're 6-19 right now, 0-8 in the conference. Unfortunately, Patrick Ewing as a coach is not the same success he had as a player. Georgetown falling hard times. All the Big East, not the strength that it used to be.
Yeah, I'm enamored by Pat Ewing. But I believe the Munns has a little bit of insight on the big dance here on Sports Talk with the Farm. Talking NCAA with the Munns here and Sports Talk with the Farm. The Munns.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to make sure that I continued on with what you were talking about as far as those coaches, is that if you look, both of those coaches are competing against other coaches that maybe have a better history of coaching and success with their program. So, you know, there's two coaches, Ewing and the coach for UNC. They're going to struggle, but they'll eventually become powerhouses at one point.
Back to the Farms. Sports Talk with the Farm. Quickly summing up on the NCAA. With season five here, segment three, the Farms, last say on the NCAA with Sports Talk.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great tournament this year. My long shot this year to make it is a number two right now, ranked seventh in the nation, Purdue. Watch out for the Boilermakers.
The Boilermakers. You got to keep your eye on that. So that's the Farmed long stretch. So we're going to get a quick summation The Farmt is going with the Boilermakers of Purdue with Sports Talk. With the Farmt. I'm going to go with the University of Dayton Flyers. And the Muns, quickly, who's your pick here in the final segment?
I'm going to go with the Coach K Duke Blue Devils.
With Sports Talk, you heard it here. The Farmt. Live from Miamisburg Gardens, The Farmt. Season 5, Episode 1. Now in the books here, we'll be seeing more of you guys here soon with some juicy topics. From Sports Talk with the Farmt. Farmt?
Really appreciate it. Great show.
Yes, I would give you the high five from Runes Media Studios. Until next time, this is Mr. Mojo. The Ones across here in the studio.
Thanks again.
And Sports Talk with the Farmt. Farmtocious. In Miamisburg, in the Miamisburg Gardens. The Farmt. Until next time.